Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States condemns the Hong Kong government's issuance of new arrest warrants and bounties, targeting six overseas democracy activists and the cancellation of passports for seven other activists, including some based in the United States. The Hong Kong National Security Police issued a new wave of arrest warrants in late December, along with $1 million Hong Kong dollars, or approximately $130,000 bounties, against six overseas Hong Kong rights defenders. The latest targets include Carmen Lau, Chloe Cheung, Tony Cheung, Cheung Kim Hwa, Victor Lung Mo Hao, and Joe Tay. They have been charged with national security offenses, including colluding with foreign forces and inciting secession as a result of social media posts and speeches. The seven rights defenders that had their passports revoked most recently include Ted Hui, Anna Kwok, Elmer Yuen, Dennis Kwok, Kevin Yam, Francis Hui, and Joey Hsu. They have also faced international bounties for their human rights advocacy. In June 2024, the Hong Kong government canceled the passports of six activists based in the United Kingdom. And in July and December 2023, the Hong Kong government issued arrest warrants and bounties under the 2020 National Security Law for 13 activists based in the United States, United Kingdom, and Australia. We reject the Hong Kong government's efforts to intimidate and silence individuals who choose to make the United States their home, declared State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller in a statement. The United States does not waver in its advocacy for those who are targeted simply for exercising their right to freedom of expression. The extraterritorial application of Hong Kong's national security laws is a form of transnational repression that threatens U.S. sovereignty and the human rights and fundamental freedoms of people all over the world, said Mr. Miller. These actions demonstrate Hong Kong authorities' disregard for international norms and for the rights to freedom of expression and peaceful assembly. The United States calls on the Hong Kong government to stop using its national security laws to silence dissent.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.